I'm Howard Baker. I'm from the BBC. We're extremely interested in this, in the new area of trying to get kids or anybody actually coding. And the BBC, we've been looking at it for quite a long time now, for about 2 years, and things are getting to a point where a lot of people are getting very serious about this. The government's getting very serious. The curriculum's going to change. So we're very pleased. We think this is an essential thing. You know, back in the 80s, there was a similar time when there was a skills shortage. People were unaware of the coming technology, the microcomputer technology. And the BBC did a series of programs and helped launch the BBC Micro and helped create a generation of coders. And I think we now see in this country a thriving industry based on that time, that period of time. And that industry is disappearing. Those skills are disappearing. And once again, we're in a place where kids are just consumers of technology, and people are consumers of technology rather than creators of it. And we very much think that the BBC has a role in changing that. So we're looking at four areas, really. We're looking at content. What can the BBC do in terms of content to affect that? What can it do in terms of giving people practical things? So we're looking at a sort of coding platform. We no longer will do a machine, but what can we do that's on the web that teaches kids to code? Has the same feeling as the BBC Micro. So the intriguing thing about the BBC Micro was that when you got one, you had to be a coder. There was nothing else you could do with the machine. It didn't do anything for you until you started writing lines of code. We want to produce that same environment. This machine won't do anything. This platform won't do anything unless I start writing lines of code. And then it does what I ask it to do. So we're going to do that. And then we're looking at projects. What projects can we put out there? Big projects, projects of scale that we can put out there to get people enthused. And the fourth thing is partnerships. Who can we partner? What partnerships can we join? Because again, I think this is a situation where nobody will do it on their own. They will do it through Google, Microsoft, the BBC, people like Ian Livingston and his Next Gen group. It's about enthusing and finding, giving a reason to people to sit down and code and to use. Coding is the access to the system. I mean, it's computers run everything now. I mean, effectively, if you do not have an understanding of computers, their technology, and an understanding that they can be coded and you can have access to it, then you're pretty much sunk. You will only ever be a consumer in that system. You will never be a creator, and we need creators.
Thank you very much.